Welcome to Madame B's Dollhouse, a child brothel for pedophiles. Nice to finally meet you in person. Since this is your first visit, I'll run through the rules, expectations, and give you a tour. Are you ready? Good. Follow me. So this is the main room. You'll see we have a bar area right here, and these lovely teenage girl bartenders are trained in making adult beverages and more. This is where clients gather before making their selections for the evening. When a client arrives, you just wait here, grab a cocktail if you wish, relax, and wait for me to assist in your indulgence for the evening. Here, you'll find my lovely little service dolls, I call them. As you can see, they are here to make you comfortable while you wait. Think of them as a little appetizer, if you will. Look at my sweet little Lisa there, sitting on a client's lap. She's been here a couple years, found her when she was 7 years old. But all my service dolls, they are trained for massages, foot rubs, lap sitting. They'll even put on a little dance show. You are allowed to touch them, but never under their clothes, at least out here. That's safe for later with your private experience. I do have a gentleman right over there that ensures rules are being followed in here in the main room, and he will not hesitate to escort any rule breakers. I run a very tight ship here. I do have a strict no phone policy here. You understand. Privacy and safety for my little girls is one of my top priorities. You are most likely to be around other patrons here in the main room, but believe me, all of my clients are heavily vetted, as you experienced before this tour. I have patrons from all over the globe. So many pedophiles, but of course, this little slice of pedo heaven was created to feed your desires. I love my dirty and pervy pedos. So, let's continue with our tour. Like I said, you cannot make any selections for the night without me. I guide you through the menu selections for the evening you're here, prep the girls, and then leave you be. So to make a selection, I escort you down this hallway. A child is assigned to each room. You'll notice different girls each time, and sometimes you'll see familiar faces. I have a rotation for the girls, a schedule, if you will. So let's say you wanted the same child you had last time, but she's not on the menu. I can collect and prepare her for you. Me and the children, we live here on the premises, and they are always on call. So let's take a look at this room, for example. You'll see the door is closed, but I have a description and photo of the girl inside. This is Anya's room for the night. Anya is 7 years old and from Russia. Brunette, very petite at 55 pounds, speaks very little English. And here you can see a nude photo of her. Let's say that you have some interest in this doll. You are allowed to sample her. I escort you into the room, let you have a look, an inspection, and make a final decision. So let's give you a doll sampling experience. Follow me. Hello, Anya. You can see the girls are trained to approach men that walk into the room, and I always dress the girls up in sexy little outfits each night. Do you like Anya's little bikini here? So, like I said, you are welcome to sample her. And by sampling, I mean touching, fondling, and even tasting. I do stay in the room during this time and give an adequate minute or so before suggesting we move on. So, Anya, you can see my snaps communicate for her to give you a nice twirl. Look at that adorable little 7-year-old bottom. You want to touch? Go on. Let me see how you'd sample Anya. Yes. Feel up that little frame of hers. Here. Let me show you this little pussy. Move these bikini bottoms to the side. You like that? During this time, you are allowed to touch or taste. Would you like a taste? Of course you can. So let me get her on the bed here. There we go. Her 7-year-old cunt nice and spread for you. How does she taste? Lovely. Well, this is where I'd wrap up the sampling and let you make a decision to move on or decide to stay with Anya. As you can see, my dolls are well trained. They are used to being touched, tasted, fucked by grown men. And they shouldn't ever fight against you, cry, or anything like that. Now, I do have special dolls for specific fetishes and taste. For example, if you'd like a little girl that cries or fights, you know, get that hardcore rape experience. I do have girls that are trained to always cry and fight and take some abuse. Now, these dolls' experience do cost extra, just FYI. Oh, what are some of the other special doll experiences? Well, I have a couple girls that are trained to be little girl piss whores, meaning you can piss into their underage mouth. And I also have the add-on option for any of the girls to pee into your mouth. Another add-on is if you'd like to double team one of my girls with another patron, that is an option and an extra cost. Reserving 2 or more girls for yourself for one session is also an option and, of course, an extra cost. I do have a closet of costumes you can peruse if you're looking for a particular feel for the session. I have a Girl Scout outfit, schoolgirl, ballerina, princess, to name a few. But let's move on with our tour so you can get a feel and taste for more of the girls in the club. Follow me. So, next door to Anya, we have Claudia. As you can see on her description, Claudia is 11 years old, born in Switzerland, blonde, an average body frame, 82 pounds, very little English. Let's meet Claudia, shall we? Hello, Claudia. Now, before we meet Claudia, I would like to explain our condom policy. If you prefer condoms, each room does have a bowl of condoms, and they are not required. Totally up to you. My children are tested regularly for STDs, and I expect regular testing results from my clients monthly. All holes are available for each girl, so their mouth, pussy, and asshole are ready for use. I do keep lubrication, dildos, and vibrators stocked in each room. My girls definitely know how to use these toys. Let's have a demonstration. Now, all I have to do is hand Claudia this dildo and lube and watch this. She knows exactly what to do. Look at her working that dildo. Good girl. Have you ever seen an 11-year-old child fuck herself with a dildo? I do have the best little fuck dolls. Why don't you go on over there, have a touch or two? You like Claudia? Yes, she is quite a beauty. She's actually very popular here. She gets chosen a lot by my clients. I think last time I checked, she's been used by a total of 87 men since she was 9 years old. All right, let's keep moving along. Oh, I know, it's very hard to leave Claudia. So, tonight, next door to Claudia is Ming. Ming is one of my new girls. She is 5 years old. Very petite and small at 40 pounds. Black hair, born in China, and speaks English. Let's have a quick peek, shall we? Hello, Ming. Adorable little Chinese doll, isn't she? Go on, lift up her little nighty. Look at that little mound. Such a beauty. Of course, you can touch those plump little pussy lips. Oh, look at that smile on her face from you touching her. Ming is learning very quickly the pleasures of having her little pussy played with. Why don't you go on over there and have a seat on the bed, and I'll have Ming sit on your lap while I tell you the last little bit of info. There you go. Good girl, Ming. So, as I mentioned, my girls are three whole dolls to play with. I do not tolerate any unreasonable treatment beyond penetrating them. You see that camera over there? I do have cameras watching each and every single room. I have a team of gentlemen that watch in the back room, for a price, of course. But they are also a sort of security team, making sure clients don't get too rough with my dolls. Oh, look at that. I think little Ming likes sitting in your lap. She is getting very cuddly and touchy with you. Oh, my. Oh, you want some time with Ming, huh? Well, don't want to see any of the other girls? Well, since this is your first doll experience in my club, I always sit on the first time just for safety. So, sure, you can choose Ming for the night. I'm going to sit right here in the corner. Yes, you can go ahead and undress her. Beautiful, smooth body, huh? Oh, yes, you can lay her down. Enjoy that little 5-year-old pussy. It's so tiny and delicate, huh? I love how you gently are spreading her pussy open. Ah, look at that. So delicate. You should see the look on her face when you started licking her little cunt. She is loving that, smiling bigger with every lick. Do you hear that little giggle of hers? I remember training her little pussy a few months ago. She was not difficult to train. Very eager to have that little cunt played with. I do find that the younger they are when I get them, the easier they are to train to be my little child fuck dolls. I hope you're enjoying the taste of that underage Chinese pussy. Of course you can take your dick out. Oh my. Look at that beautiful doll face on your cock. She's licking it like a lollipop, isn't she? How's that feel? Those tiny 5-year-old lips wrapped around your cock. Look at her work, your cock. So proud of my little Ming. My little cock-sucking 5-year-old Chinese doll. Oh, yes. Feel free to come into her mouth. I don't blame you for wanting to explode already. Ah. Oh, my goodness. Look at that. Now watch her swallow like a good little fuck doll. So, feel free to take a break in the main room if you'd like until you're ready for round two. I have noticed that most of my patrons stay for at least 2 loads.